This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news, the following are high school basketball scores for the WLEW and WHST listening area. For the boys' teams last night, Dryden had 75 points over KPAX 49, and the Akron Fairgrove versus St. Helen Charlton Heston Academy was a canceled game. Those are the only two games for the boys in our listening area, and on the girls' side of things, they were a bit more busy last night, with Brown City having 43 points, almost double Millington's 24. Carsonville-Port Sanilac with 55 overcame Mayville's 23. Harbor Beach with 49, well ahead of Reese's 8. Kingston with 45 defeats the Bay City All Saints with 20. North Branch with 53 shut out Algonac with only 4 points. Sandusky with 49 also had a hearty win over Bad Axe with 8 points. Unionville-Sebwing had 54 points, defeating Marlette with 23. Yale had 60 points, doubling Allman's 30. And the Peck versus Akron Fairgrove game was canceled for the girls. For more sports scores and stories, you can also go to our website thumbnet.net/sports. And another local and regional news. There was a new face sitting at the table during this month's Elkton Village Council meeting. The village received an application from Robert Prill and from Nick Johnson. The council asked each of the two candidates why they wanted to be on the council, as well as their reasons for applying for the vacant trustee seat, which will expire in November of 2026. Following the interviews, the council decided to appoint Robert Prill to the position. Clerk Treasurer Phyllis Baranski administered the oath of office to the new council member, and he took his seat. Once that was done, the council also filled two other positions, appointing Gail Schemmer and Emma Heck to the Downtown Development Authority for 3-year terms for the two of them. Also, Kevin McKenzie was appointed to a 3-year term on the Planning Commission, and Bridget Duffy was reappointed to a 3-year term on the Planning Commission as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Are you looking to upgrade your new sleigh for the season? Hi, this is Tyler. Tis the season to be jolly with jolly good deals at Al Hansen Motors. Right now I have a 2020 Chevy Equinox that's priced to go. It has remote start and heated cloth seats to make sure your morning and after work drives are comfortable. It has 85,000 miles and we're asking $16,980. And if you need a third row, come take our 2019 Buick Enclave Premium for a test drive. It's fully loaded with all the options and is all-wheel drive. It has leather interior with heated seats both front and rear, cooled seats for when the summer comes back, memory seats, automatic brights, remote start, complete driver safety package, and a power liftgate to make loading groceries or presents easy as pie. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $18,980. And if you need a truck, we have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie 4x4. It's a full crew cab pickup and is also fully loaded, including Dodge's 5.7 Hemi V8. It has 88,000 miles and we're asking $28,780. And on the economy lot, I have a 2011 Ford F-150. It's four-wheel drive and has high mileage, but has heat and the four-wheel drive works. We're asking $75,80. Don't get the cold shoulder from other dealers. Shop our heated indoor showroom at Al Hansen Motors.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Mike Lindell, the fervent supporter of President Donald Trump, known to TV viewers as the My Pillow Guy, says he's now running for Minnesota governor in 2026. Lindell became close to Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign and went on to become a leading amplifier of Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was stolen, which led to a string of legal and financial setbacks for Lindell and his My Pillow company, which he founded in the state of Minnesota, but he says he's overcome them and is eager to take on Democratic Governor Tim Walz. And in other national and international news, The Utah man charged with killing Charlie Kirk has made his first in-person court appearance as his attorneys push to further limit media access in the high-profile criminal case. A Utah judge on Thursday heard arguments about the public's right to know the details in Tyler Robinson's case. The defendant's attorneys say the swarm of media attention could interfere with his right to a fair trial. Prosecutors have charged Robinson with aggravated murder in the September 10th shooting of the conservative activist on the Utah Valley University campus. They plan to seek the death penalty. Judge Tony Graff briefly halted live streaming on Thursday's proceedings by a media pool after Robinson's shackles were seen in the video. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.